Israel says it has sent tanks into Rafah in the Gaza Strip as part of what it calls a precise counterterror operation. And the Israeli military says it's taken control of a border crossing in and out of Rafah. This is a city swelled with refugees who had already evacuated other parts of the Gaza Strip. This comes as Hamas says it agreed to a ceasefire deal, though the Israeli government announced it was not satisfied. So let's get an update now from NPR international correspondent Lauren Freyer in Tel Aviv. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
In Rafah, Israel warned civilians to evacuate, and now comes news of an overnight strike and sporadic fighting. What is the latest?
The latest is airstrikes, plural, a whole lot of them. The Gaza Health Ministry says at least 25 people have been killed by those airstrikes in Rafah just in the past 24 hours, half of them women and children. It's been like a head spinning past 24 hours. I mean, people in Rafah first early yesterday got evacuation orders from Israel. Leaflets started dropping from the sky. They were getting voicemails and text messages from the Israeli government urging them to flee eastern parts of Rafah ahead of an expected military assault. Some people were literally in the middle of doing that, literally like on the road fleeing when they got word of this supposed ceasefire deal. And there were celebrations. I mean, people were partying in the street, like saying, finally, they're nightmare is over. Some of them went home relieved, and then the airstrikes started raining down on them. And there was one family that lost 13 people. Now, Israel calls this military activity limited, you know, it says it gave fair warning and established humanitarian corridors, but there's been a lot of confusion and a lot of violence.
Yeah. Does this appear to be this long-promised full ground invasion? For now, Israel is describing this as precision targeted.
Yeah, I mean, Israel has called this limited. U.S. officials have also said this doesn't appear to be the kind of major military operation that both U.S. officials and the United Nations and many other countries had discouraged. But I asked an Israeli government spokesman this afternoon about this, and he said it's precisely that. This is the beginning, this is his quote, the beginning of our mission to take out the last four Hamas brigades in Rafah. And that there should be no doubt about that whatsoever. That's what he told me.
As far as the border crossing in and out of Rafah, Egypt slammed Israel for taking control. What does this mean for humanitarian aid going in? I mean, you've described the latest casualties. We have widespread reports of famine conditions.
Yeah, so the UN's humanitarian agency says it's being denied access to that Rafah crossing. This is one of the places where trucks of aid had been flowing into Gaza. One of the other ones, Kerem Shalom, has also been closed for a couple of days after Hamas rockets targeted Israeli forces amassing nearby. Four soldiers were killed there. And so Israel closed that crossing. Incidentally, this is the same border crossing, the Kerem Shalom crossing, is where Secretary of State Antony Blinken was just visiting last week, you know, heralding the opening up of these crossings, and now they're closed. I mean, the World Food Program director, Cindy McCain, says full-blown famine is already underway in northern Gaza. It's spreading farther south to the areas we're talking about right now, and it's certainly made worse by the cutting off of these crossings. It's also quite symbolic for Israel to control one of the entries to Gaza. I mean, we saw Israeli tanks moving in on the Gaza side of that Rafah crossing with Egypt. Videos are circulating of Israeli flags flying there this morning.
Lauren, tell us about the ceasefire talks. We're reading Hamas said it agreed to terms, Israel reportedly objecting. What is on the table as far as we know?
I wish I could be a fly on the wall and see what's on that negotiating table. A lot of people do. But I mean, basically, Hamas says it accepted this Egyptian Qatari proposal, and Israel says the terms of what Hamas has accepted don't meet its demands. You know, these are sensitive, secret, and constantly changing negotiations underway again today in Cairo as we speak. But basically, Israel accuses Hamas of moving the goalposts a bit, of modifying the proposal that had been on the table a few days ago. And the sticking point seems to be, and has always been, really, whether a ceasefire would be temporary or permanent, whether Israel would withdraw all troops from Gaza, and whether Hamas would stay intact as a group in Gaza.
Yeah. And just finally coming back to Rafah and what's happening on the streets now, what do we know? As you say, it's been this dizzying 24 hours, people trying to flee, and then this airstrike. Your sense of what's happening now?
I mean, our NPR's producer, Anas Baba, has been out talking to people, and he's been sending me videos and photos and interviews, and people are just paralyzed by fear. I mean, they don't know whether to stay or go. They don't know where to go if they do flee. And another issue is unexploded ordnance. I mean, the on average, 10% roughly of bombs, grenades, and munitions don't go off on impact. The UN believes like 7,500 tons of these munitions are scattered across Gaza. When people flee or go back to areas where fighting had been happening, explosions can happen. And I interviewed a 14-year-old boy who was sadly maimed by an explosion when he went back to his home after the fighting there had ended.
Lauren Freyer is NPR international correspondent in Tel Aviv. Lauren, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.